psychology of winning is attitude transformed into action. And the basic premise for this whole program is that in the research that we've conducted of top winners and high-achieving leaders in every walk of life, from business, industry, government, and supported by studies of Super Bowl and Olympic athletes and physical and mental superstars like the Apollo astronauts, that there seem to be clearly identifiable and learnable qualities that these winners exhibit in common that make them so uncommonly successful. And this message is on the first winning attitude of positive self-expectancy. Positive self-expectancy is the first most outwardly identifiable quality of a top-achieving, winning human being. Positive self-expectancy is pure and simple optimism or enthusiasm for everything you do. And optimism is expecting the most favorable result from your own actions. The theme of this message is that winners expect to win in advance. There never was a winner who didn't expect to win in advance. Winners understand that life is a self-fulfilling prophecy, and they know that you usually get what you expect in the long run. Winners accept the belief that hope and a deep, unbreakable faith forged into a fundamental attitude of positive self-expectancy is the eternal spring from which all creative, motivating energy flows. And the idea that faith conquers all has been verified from biblical times to current-day medical histories to daily Horatio Alger and rags-to-riches stories, and we read them every day in the newspaper. They're things that we look at. We marvel over the rags-to-riches and the people who pull themselves up by their own bootstraps. As a behavioral psychologist studying the lives of thousands of winners and losers, it's clear to me that psycho the mind is your own best fortune teller to forecast the actions of soma, your body. An understanding of psychosomatic medicine and health is the key to understanding the importance of the first most outwardly identifiable quality of a winner, that of positive self-expectancy. Careful studies of the life histories of thousands of widely differing people have persuaded competent scientists that the probability of health changes, such as sickness, accident, even pregnancy, can be predicted in advance. This finding is one of the many results of current research in psychosomatic medicine, which is the study of the relationship between the mind and the body and how each affects the other. Scientists are learning that disease is not necessarily caused by germs. All persons have germs, but only a few become ill. Instead, the cause of disease is very closely linked with the way individuals react to life. In other words, the cause of disease can be closely linked to the way we react to the stresses that we encounter in our everyday lives. I know a very dramatic example of this could be in the story of Elvis Presley and his premature death. He died in his 43rd year of a heart condition at the same age of the same condition in nearly the same month that his mother died years before. And during the last months of his life, he was obsessed by the fact that he might too die at the age of 43, as did his mother. How do these examples illustrate positive self-expectancy for winners? We need to understand that low achievers and individuals who do not have a clear concept of the power of positive self-expectancy generally expect such occurrences in their lives as the loss of a job, of bankruptcy, another dull evening, bad service in a restaurant, failure in their work, and even ill health and workman's compensation as being a way of life for them. I know a lady who says we always get the flu at our house in July, and her family always does get the summer flu, as if the little virus bugs are just lurking outside her window for their annual July welcome. And I know a man who says, I get my migraine every afternoon at 4. Here it comes. There it is. The link between stressful life changes, anxious expectation, and health changes seems to be associated with the body's immunity system, which makes antibodies to fight foreign material and germs. Situations which arouse fear and anxiety also suppress many body functions, and they may well suppress antibody production as well. Distressful situations also upset production of hormones, which have a role in emotional balance. an emotionally upset individual is much more prone to accidents and ill health as well. It is a fact that ulcers are not the result of what we eat, but what's eating us. And arthritis and bursitis are often associated with rigid and mentally restrictive individuals. And asthma is much more pronounced and lingering in a child that has been dwelled upon and overly protected by a doting parent, one who is the victim of smother love. Keep the child down and keep it covered up and don't let it go out and play. And the child begins to wheeze. And the best cure for this kind of asthma is a parentectomy. Remove the parent from the child and the child begins to breathe more easily again. What does all this have to do with self-expectancy and winning in life? Simply this. We need to remember and take home the fact that mental obsessions have physical manifestations. You become that which you fear. You get what you suspect. You are that which you expect to be. This power of the self-fulfilling prophecy is one of the most amazing phenomena of human nature. What do you expect for yourself? You should expect the best. The winners in life, believing in this self-fulfilling prophecy, keep their momentum moving upward by expecting better jobs, more money, good health, better family relationships, and financial gain every day. I had the good fortune to develop and work closely with the Andy Williams San Diego Open, which I developed to benefit my good friend, Dr. Jonas Salk, and the Salk Institute in San Diego, California. And I had the opportunity during that experience to work closely and observe and study the attitudes and habits of our top money winners in golf, like Jack Nicklaus and Tom Watson and Lee Trevino. And I was amazed at the incurable optimism that each of these gentlemen demonstrated every day on every hole. Lee Trevino is a tremendous example of the incurable optimist, the Chicano turned Spaniard. He said, you know, I used to be a poor Mexican, but now I'm a rich Spaniard. He said, every time there's a purse, I go for it. He says, Jack Nicklaus told me if I ever live up to my potential, I'll be unbeatable. And you know, I think he's right. And Trevino scrambles and talks and laughs and has the incurable expectancy of someone who's going to win and make that purse. He had pneumonia before the U.S. Open several years ago, and his doctor warned, better not play, might get worse. He said, better play, might get better, might even win. He came in second. Lee Trevino is the incurable optimist. He may not have the swing of Gene Littler. He may not have the strength and power of Jack Nicklaus. But like the incurable expectancy winner, he doesn't know any worse. All he knows is the best that he sees, and that's the key. And I watched a young swimmer, a young girl with red hair and freckled face, skinny legs. She didn't look like a champion to me. Several years ago at Sunnyvale, California, she had a funny name. Her name was Shane. The news media observed her during practice sessions. They asked her how she thought she'd do. How do you think you'll do in the 100-meter freestyle, they said. She said, I have a feeling there'll be a world's record today. And she set the world's record at age 14 in the 100-meter freestyle. The next day, they said, how do you think you'll do in the 200-meter, honey? You're a little cocky cockney, aren't you? And Shane Gould, the Australian girl wonder, said, you know, I have a little left at the end. I think I'll do very well. She set the world's record in the 200-meter freestyle at the age of 14. The next day, the 400-meter freestyle came. The news media were interested by then. How do you think you'll do in the longer, stronger race, honey? Against the world's best, Debbie Meyer and Dawn Fraser. And little Shane Gould said, you know, I get stronger every race, and besides, my parents said they'd take me to Disney World if I win. And she went because she won. She had this incurable optimism in advance of positive self-expectancy, the single most outwardly identifiable trait of a winning human being. The key to winning positive self-expectancy is for you and I to remember that in the long run, every individual receives what he or she expects, like a self-fulfilling prophecy. It is a psychosomatic phenomenon that the body expresses what the mind harbors. And if you have the faith that if you do things in the right way, you'll be rewarded accordingly, you'll be a winner. And all winners really know this, but it's critically important for you to remember and pass along to the people that you know that are important to you, that your own basic health and that of your employees and of your families is more based on positive self-expectancy than on the infectious diseases or viruses that you can catch. 60 to 70% of the population who visit physicians are only sick with an emotional feeling or a stress because of the pressure that they feel from life. And 52% of the American public feel that this stress should lead them to visit a psychologist or a mental health clinic. That's why the development of the attitude of positive self-expectancy is number one, because it's a way of life. Some techniques for generating a greater attitude of positive self-expectancy include, first, looking at problems as opportunities, searching for the favorable aspects of every situation. There's a memorable story about one of our most successful and wealthiest businessmen in America, a pioneer in his industry. In the early days of his career, when he received any bad business news, he'd always say, "That's good." And then while his associates eyed him in disbelief, he'd set about to find out what was good about it. And you know, there always was something good that he could find in every situation. Next, learning to stay relaxed and friendly, no matter how much pressure or tension that you're under. In the beginning, it's likely you'll have to fake it, but the truth is that both calmness and courage are learned habits, and there's no better way to learn a good habit than by actually getting in and doing it and living it. Next, and this is very important in your dealings with other people, instead of griping, try praising. In place of cynicism, try optimism. Instead of being unhelpfully critical, try being constructively helpful. You know, these are learned habits too, and everyone is dependent on others for at least part of their own self-expectancy. And next, get excited and enthusiastic about your own dreams. The excitement is like a forest fire. You can smell it and taste it and see it a mile away. Everybody loves a winner, but nobody crowds around a loser's locker room. With a loser, you give them a dollar and send them on their way. With a winner, you give them your bankroll and your help, and you let them stand on your shoulders. And that's why it's important to have a big dream and an exciting dream or plan for yourself, because it's the excitement of the big dream that carries you through all the setbacks that you feel. The single most outwardly identifiable quality of a winner is positive self-expectancy, optimism. It's the key to good health, it's the key to happiness, and it puts the favorable inclination toward the achievement of every goal you set. Positive self-expectancy is the attitude of inner faith that generates the inner drive to action, which is positive self-motivation, and that's the subject of the next message.